Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some unfortunate news yesterday. It wasn't unexpected. This has been talked about for the last few weeks that the Ivy League was going to pull the plug on sports for the fall for this upcoming college season. And one of those sports obviously impacted by it was football. And now joining us is the head football coach of the Princeton Tigers and an old radio partner of mine, Bob Cerace. Coach, thanks for the time. How you doing, my friend?
Thanks, Zach. I think we were undefeated when we were radio partners, so you put a big smile on my face every time I talk to you.
Well, I appreciate it. You had to put up with a lot of crap dealing with me because they would always put food in front of us, Coach, at the Ivy Inn, and I would always get distracted, and you would just talk the football, and I would probably stuff my face and probably annoy you a lot.
No, that was good times. I really appreciate partnering with you on that. We had a lot of fun.
No doubt about it. So it's unfortunate news. We know things are changing in the world day by day. This was something that was I don't want to say it was unexpected because it's been talked about for the last few weeks. But when the news came down, what was the reaction yesterday?
Yeah, it wasn't unexpected. And, you know, 6 weeks ago, I put together with our athletic administration a 38-page PowerPoint that I think covered everything, and we could do this safely from a football standpoint. Now, you don't know what the kids are going to do at 18 years old or 20 years old when they leave the football world, but I thought from those few hours a day, you could do it safely. And 3 weeks later, I had doubts, and when our AD asked me, 5 weeks later, I said, I don't think we can get through the season. I said, maybe we can, but there's a lot of uncertainty. And I just, you know, teams can't get through workouts right now that are socially distanced. How are we going to play football and other sports or anything else? And there was a reality that set in. Now, talking to the team was painful. That was, you know, when it hit you, and my dad was a high school coach, as you know. I've been on the sideline since I can remember, since I was knee-high to my dad. I've been on the sideline and every fall. And when you think about that and not being selfish thinking about me, but thinking about the hard work our players have put in, it's a lot of hurt and it's a lot of pain that they're going through.
I don't know what you say in a moment like that, because even though some kids may understand it, everyone's heart, everyone's brain thinks about, okay, this is the process. This is what we've been growing up doing. This is what we want to do, but it may not be safe to do so. What did you say to the kids?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, between coaches and staff and players, there's about 140 people on this call and parents and others. And, you know, I think we all knew this is the right decision. It doesn't ease the pain. And the biggest message is, you know, you love these guys. Like when you coach a team, these are your kids and you love these guys and you're there for them and you stick together and you are going to do everything you can to support them. And that was the message. The message wasn't about, you know, this playing in the spring or, you know, workouts or anything else. It was about being together and supporting each other at a time where we're very much in pain.
Bob Cerace here with us, the head football coach of the Princeton Tigers. It's the Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. So like you said, at first you thought there was a way that you could do it in a safe manner, and then that thought did change. When you're in those initial stages where you thought it could be safe, what were the reasonings behind that? What were some things that you were looking at?
Yeah, you know, you've gotten to know me enough that I love analytics, and if it's 4th and 1 from the 50, we go for it. And if it's on the first series and it's 4th and 15 from the minus 20, we punt. Well, in late May, the country looked differently. You know, the areas where we're from had flattened the curve. We were starting to reopen, and the countries right now that are experiencing lots of tragedy and loss and positive tests were fine back then. 3 weeks later, you know, you're reading about 10,000 tests a day that are positive, and you're watching college football return. You're watching MLS soccer teams have to cancel their season, and they can't even get through a tournament, and they have a bubble. Like, you're just watching this unfold, and when you see Ohio State or UNC both have to send their kids home yesterday, and they're doing social distance workouts, this has been going on for the last 3-4 weeks with teams, you start to realize, and you look in the mirror, if you're a coach, you're doing it because you care about young people and you care about developing them. You know, am I doing the right thing? Am I making the right recommendations? And am I endangering people? And I think, you know, this wasn't my decision. There were presidents, there's a commissioner of our league, but when I'm asked, my thing was, I don't know if we can do this safely. And, you know, when there's uncertainty, you know what the right answer is, right? when there's uncertainty about health and protocol, you know the right answer is you punt. You know, it's 4th and 15 from the minus 20.
And you're a genuine coach, and you build genuine relationships in your program. And some coaches make promises, and they don't uphold those promises. Like, when you're talking to parents, I'm sure you say, we're going to look after your son. We're going to take care of your son, and we're going to do everything to put them in a position and an environment that's safe. And when you can't guarantee safety, that's got to be tough as a coach. And even if they said, okay, you guys could play, that was probably going to be a big burden on your shoulder, that when a player gets it, you're going to probably feel bad that you told, even though it's out of your control, you told that parent you're going to take care of them, and then the player got sick.
Yeah, Zach, that's, you know, we put together the protocol. It was to make sure we're doing everything possible to do it safely, right? We took everything that was indoors, meetings, locker room, weight room, and found ways to do it where we weren't indoors anymore. We altered practice. We traveled. We were going to travel different. Everything we were going to do was going to be, other than the actual 30 plays a day of team and practice, because sometimes, you know, the O-line and D-line, you can't social distance them, and you have to prepare them. But we were even going to buy these visors that reduce the amount of air particles that leave somebody when they're breathing.
Wow.
So we had a protocol in place that I thought we could do this. The problem is, these players, you know, they're college students. You know, these aren't pro athletes getting paid. These are young men that go to class. These are young men that are engaging in conversations. And, you know, the hard part with the pandemic, there's asymptomatic positives. So you might be talking to somebody and you think it's fine. And if you're not completely responsible during that conversation, you could catch it. And, you know, that's what we're seeing across the country right now, and workouts being, you know, canceled. And why, you know, I'm sure those MLS teams were doing everything possible to prevent cancellations, and we're finding this thing's too hard to overcome.
Bob Cerace here with us on the show. When your players ask you, and you don't know what the answer is, but when your players ask you, coach, do you think we'll have a season in the spring? Because that door is still left open for you guys. What do you tell your players right now about possibly playing spring 2021?
Yeah, you know, I'm honest with them. You know, I have educated myself on this. I couldn't put together that protocol if I hadn't educated myself. And I'm following the news. I'm trying to follow the nonpartisan, you know, medical experts and science. But the reality is, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm just educating myself, and I'm honest with them, saying, I don't know. Like, 6 weeks ago, I thought we could do this. And my educating myself 3 weeks and 5 weeks later, I didn't think we could. So maybe 6 months from now, I think we can again. And it's not going to be my decision, but I'm sure my voice will be heard as a recommendation. And I think they trust that I'm going to give an honest opinion on this. I think the players and their parents trust that I don't believe we can do this if it's not safe. You know, obviously, a vaccine is a game changer, right, Zach? That's
sure
the key.
if it is deemed safe, and if they say to you, okay, let's play in spring of 2021, are you definitely all in, or is it, you know, let's just get ready for the next season?
Yeah, you know, I think those, you know, that wasn't, you know, this, even though we knew this was the likely outcome, I don't think they voted on this until Tuesday. They didn't tell the ADs till Wednesday afternoon, and we didn't find it until 4 o'clock. And as head coaches, and this was all head coaches, not just football, this was all the head coaches, at 5 o'clock the players found out. At 6 o'clock I had a team meeting. It's a lot to unpack. And, you know, I think we got to cover all those things. But in my opinion, if it's safe, then you should play. Like, I would never, you know, there's a lot of things in football. It's a violent sport. It's a great sport. There's such teamwork. There's such value in it that I believe in it, that if it's safe, yeah, you can play. But this isn't only the health and safety of the players. Like, there's two things. One, people you love and you're uncertain if you can keep them safe. Number two, this thing spreads throughout a team. If I was coaching baseball and we had a bunch of players get it, I could take the third baseman and move him to right field if we lost outfielders, right? You can get through games. If this was soccer, you can take the midfielder and move the midfielder to forward. Baseball's not, I mean, football's not positionless. You can't take the wide receiver and move the wide receiver to offensive line, right? You can't take the defensive back and make the defensive back a nose tackle. So we have complications. If this thing runs into the 20 tests, which is happening all over the country, positives, that you can't overcome in football.
And then how many players, too, as we're talking to Bob Cerace, let's say you had 5-6 guys get it on your team, even though you have a big roster, how many players would probably say, well, if my friends got it, there's a chance that I could get it down the road. So, you know what, maybe after it goes for 3-4 weeks, some players will say after they see some of their teammates get it, yeah, it's probably just not the right thing to do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to I was 18, you know, years old a long time ago. It's hard to think, you know, exactly what they would think on this. But there's also, you know, the contact tracing, right? You know, inevitably in football, the O-line and D-line have to line up against each other. And we can social distance the majority of practice, and we were going to do that. But at some point, you got to have the O lineman blocking the D lineman, and they're going to be nose to nose on this. So who knows with contact tracing how many guys may have gotten it and have to sit out? And it just gets there's a lot of things that are complicated, and you start looking at those and you start doubting: is this the right decision? If we might not even be able to get through training camp or 2 weeks, and put players at risk that you care about. Well, you start adding all this up, and, you know, I think everybody right now in sports has concerns, whether you're a professional, whether you're a high school kid, whether you're in college. I think everybody right now is trying to get a handle on this and make the decisions they feel are best.
With what we know now, Ivy League, they're not playing in the fall like we've been talking about with Bob Cerace, the head football coach of Princeton. The Big Ten came out today, and they said if we do play, it's only going to be in-conference games. When you get outside of the Ivy League that already made their decision, what do you think about the rest of college football for this upcoming fall?
Yeah, well, I think they have a lot of incentive to wait, because maybe 6 weeks from now, we're back to a situation where you could say yes. You know, they have a lot more money riding on this. And, you know, money doesn't override health and safety. Right? You know, you can't do that. Then we're back in the concussion issues that we had, where until the Ivy League came out and gave the right protocol, we were trending in a bad way. So we're not, I don't think college football, I hope we wouldn't make that same mistake again. But if they can do it safely, let's do it. Like, I hope the country looks different in 6 weeks, right? There's people out of work right now. There's people that have severe economic loss. There's people facing tragedy. I would love to see this country all be at 1%. That would be great.
You were in the NFL from 2002 to 2009 on the Bengals staff. I know the college game is completely different to the in terms of logistics of this health and safety, it's the same, but from the logistics and players getting played, paid, players not getting paid, it's different from college to the NFL. What are your thoughts about the upcoming NFL season, Coach?
Yeah, I think the NFL, I was just talking to John Lovett, who you covered for us.
Sure.
And John's with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're still waiting on their protocol. But John's a professional. John's career is riding on the fact he can do this safely. So John has great incentive to not make a mistake on this, or else he could get cut, right? His career would be over. And, you know, there's a lot of NFL players. Not everybody's Patrick Mahomes. You know, Patrick Mahomes is not getting cut, right? There's a few guys like that on every team in this. So these guys have great incentive to be safe, not only for their own health, but for their careers. It's a profession for them. And the difference is for them, they go home to their families. They go home to their – they're not going home to a college with – some colleges have 50,000 students or 24,000 students. They're not going back into the community. They're not going to do those things, right? So the smart NFL players are not going to be going to casinos or going to bars or going to other things. The guys that are smart, that value their profession, and most of them are, right? Some are going to make mistakes, and we're going to read about it, but they can keep themselves quarantined outside of football. Like, my issue still isn't, I think our protocol is great. My issue and my concern and my worry is, how do you quarantine these guys when they leave you, right?
Yep.
And professionals can be a little bit more bubbled, right? The NBA is actually in a bubble. They can be a little more bubbled where they're not interacting with as many people if they do this correctly.
Yeah, I could not agree more. On the way out with Bob Cerace, the head football coach at Princeton. Back at your playing days at Princeton, you were the center, and Jason Garrett, the now offensive coordinator for the Giants, former Cowboys head coach, was your quarterback. Give me a memory or two. Give the listening audience a memory or two of your playing days with Jason Garrett.
So, and Jason and the entire Garrett family, and they're just a special group of people, right? His dad, unfortunately, who's deceased, his brothers, his wife's a Princeton alum. You know, John Garrett, his brother, brought me to the NFL with the Cincinnati Bengals. He helped me get the interview. These are people I'm close with. But Jason was incredibly detailed, right? All the great quarterbacks are. And his dad had access to Joe Montana. And Joe Montana changed, you know, everybody used to have a parallel stance at quarterback. And Joe Montana put his left foot back, you know, about 6 inches. And it got him an extra bit of separation from the line and helped his quickness to get his throws off. And Jason's watched all these films. He used to take me, and for a center blocking air, there's nothing more boring, right? You know, I used to block air, and he did this for a month straight. Every single day, I had to give 300 perfect snaps to him where he could work on this technique that was going to help him on his drops. And this was how detailed he was. And you know, I'm excited that he's back in New Jersey. I'm excited that he's with another organization that he played for and thinks so fondly of. And, you know, I'm always going to root for the Garretts. Like, they are a special group of people.
Now, I know it's been a tough last 24 hours for you, so I really do appreciate you coming on board. Great to catch up with you, and we'll get you on again soon, Coach.
Absolutely. Anytime, Zach. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.